Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you're a good friend, I think it's within the realm of possibility that you don't mind picking somebody up or taking somebody to the airport. Katie doesn't mind it at all. She'll volunteer sometimes.
I mean,
which is really nice.
It is something that is very, very helpful for people and makes a big difference for them.
Save the money.
And it doesn't take up that much of my time.
Right, right. So how do you feel about doing it to the San Francisco airport?
That's a no.
You can text us at 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Kevin? Explain why we're talking about this.
Well, all international flights, since Sacramento doesn't have it, I have to go all the way to San Francisco.
Right. Okay.
And I need to find someone to take me because Uber's too expensive.
Don't ask somebody to drive you to the San Francisco airport.
Why
not?
That's
such an a-hole thing to do.
I agree with Katie.
Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
Asking somebody to take you to the Sac airport? Fine. The San Francisco airport is 2 hours with zero traffic. It can be as much as 3.5 hours, and that's one way. They have to make that drive back alone.
Yeah, but one way, you're with me and my last moments together.
It's not your last moments. You're going to die.
Until like 2 weeks or 1 week.
Text in to 916-909-1065 your thoughts on this. Here's one text message. I'm taking somebody around the corner to the San Francisco airport, and they can Uber the rest of the way or catch a bus.
That's me.
This is crazy. I ended a friendship at one point in my early 20s because somebody asked me to drive them to the airport, and then I found out that it was the San Francisco airport.
Okay, what?
And it was too late. Somebody else said, just text in. I just drove three friends to a party in San Francisco from Elk Grove and back. I just charged each of them $15 for gas, and I felt pretty good about it. Wow. All right, how do you feel about that? If somebody charges you $15 per person, and there was three. So $45, how would you feel about somebody charging you $45 for gas?
How about I get you lunch?
That's a, it better be a fancy
right.
lunch.
I mean, it could be a lunch anywhere you want.
Okay, and the reason you can't drive yourself is you don't want to pay to park.
No, and in San Francisco?
Okay, geez, sorry.
He gets very spooked by going to the...
I think he's saying the price, Gavin.
Is that what it is?
The price and the crimes. But I also tried renting a car and dropping off at that airport.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They charge you a lot.
Okay.
For going through the toll bridge, they charge you extra for it. Like,
really?
I'd rather just take my own car then.
Now, there are people texting in right now that are saying it's no big deal. There are some people saying, like, I would do it. It's no big deal.
That's
they are the minority. I'll tell you right now. I would be furious, because then you also put that person in a bad place, because now they have to say no and they feel bad about it. Let me say this. Would you drive me to the San Francisco airport?
Absolutely. If
you are such a liar. Oh, my God. You're such a liar.
You know how many times I had to pick up my parents from the San Francisco airport?
That's because they're your parents and you have to.
I could say no.
No.
You have never said no to your parents about anything.
Well, yeah, I could start.
Parents are different. If your parent asks you to take you to the San Francisco...
The only time I picked anybody up at the San Francisco airport was my mother.
Exactly.
And wow. I was pissed about that.
Yeah, that is the only exception. And for as much money as your mother has given you over the years, it is the least you can do to get your mother to the San Francisco airport. Would you pick up Katie?
Yeah.
God, I don't believe him.
And I'll bring her even coffee and breakfast, too.
Wow.
You're such a liar.
I'm an angel.
I wish people could see the way you are chicken necking while you're saying this.
Some more text messages coming in. Geez, some friends. My bestie drove my family to the San Francisco airport for our trip to Europe, and she drove our car and made no complaints.
Right, see, good friend.
Okay, a lot of people are saying, why don't you just take BART?
Oh.
He can't handle
it. I don't do public transportation.
You did it in Japan.
That's because it's clean.
Okay, do you think he could get himself there
I've
on
taken
a train?
BART once and never again.
Okay.
I think the only time he would ever be able to handle BART is if he was in a large group that also knew how to ride BART.
Right, exactly.
He'd feel safe in a herd, and yeah. Also somebody would just tell him where
right,
to go.
Go there. Okay, getting off here.
Yeah, even though isn't there a stop on BART that takes you literally to the airport?
I have no idea.
All right, anyway, though, listen, listeners saying they'll take you, Kevin.
Thank goodness. At least I could depend on them.
All right, so there you go. So email Kevin if you want to take him to the San Francisco airport. He would love to ride with a stranger in a car for 2.5 hours. It's Kevin@endonline.com.